The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, and I am indeed in a live and very Christmassy and festive mood. I'm sitting here in my office and kind of contemplating. I've been up since really early this morning, and I'm sitting here looking at some beautiful blue skies in the Washington metropolitan area and thinking about all of us and kind of looking throughout the last 12, 18, 24 months and everything that's happened to us. And, you know, wow. You couldn't have predicted this. You couldn't have created it. It's almost like Twilight Zone for those of you who are my generation and go back in the day. Who would have thought, right? Who would have thought that we would have found ourselves in a situation that is so unbelievable that, you know, we really didn't know which way to turn or how to handle it. And hearing different opinions based on the mode of reporting that you're listening to, whether it's Fox News, whether it's CNN, whether it's Newsy or any of the other conservative media or the liberal media. The problem is that everybody's giving us a piece of the puzzle. So I sat here and I said, you know, my obligation has been to make sure that you get the truth. And we're not going to get into depths of controversy today, but I want to make sure that I support you. So moving forward in the first part of 2022, that you have tools, you have the capacity, you have the ability to discern, if you will, those things that are being told to you, whether they're accurate or perhaps maybe not so accurate and slightly manipulative. But having said that, last week we got into some really true statements and talked about Dr. Robert Malone and things of that nature. And then unfortunately, it was that whole program, as you know, we post on YouTube and our website. And by the way, all of my programs, you can go to drtomrozelle.com, you go to Rozelle Center for Healing or rozellecare.com, and you can find them all there. But YouTube decided to take last week's program down because it didn't meet the YouTube community standards. Now, that's an interesting way of putting things, that they don't agree with your statement. So just because they don't agree with you, they're not going to post it. I find that, you know, a very, very egregious in-your-face situation, particularly living in the United States of America, where you have the ability to express factual information and have an opinion based on those facts. Now, somebody else has the right of presenting their facts and have their opinion, and it's okay. I have never been one to say that you shouldn't have a different opinion. Matter of fact, differencing of opinion, as long as they're aired publicly, is what this country is based on. And we need to have that discourse, that interchange, that capacity to be able to share data and information and try to walk through the weeds a little bit and try to make a difference relative to how we move forward as a society. And in my opinion, not being manipulated and suppressed and told what to do. That's not how I grew up. That's not what I was taught. That's not the immigrant family that I came from and why they came to this country and so forth. So all I'm probably bringing out at this point is simply this. When you move forward this year in 2022, I want to give you as much data that you can use to protect yourself and your families. I want to give you the tools that will strengthen your health, that will allow you to think properly, that will give you opportunity. And we're going to talk, as we have, you know, throughout this last year and every year and the several decades before this, of, you know, how to handle certain ailments, whether they happen to be with migraine headaches or irritable bowel problems or hip and knee pain, or simply talking about the controversies that may be out there that you have a right to pick through the information and try to make judgment calls based on what you know is accurate and what you know happens to be true. So having said that, first, I hope you had a wonderful Christmas and a happy Hanukkah. And, you know, we're through that piece now. Now we're coming up with, you know, the end piece of the year, this last week. And we'll celebrate New Year's Eve and going into New Year's Day. And we're going to make all of these resolutions, those New Year's resolutions. What I'd like you to think about is making commitments, not resolutions. A commitment is different than a resolution in this. When you make a commitment to do something, you actually take an action step and you begin to arm yourself with all the tools that can make a difference around you. So you say, okay, I am going to become healthy this year. Well, what does that mean? Healthy is a nebulous type of situation. So, you know, next Monday, a week from Monday, that the gyms, next Sunday, the gyms are going to be packed with people because, oh my God, I've gained, you know, 20 pounds over this last year. Some of us 30, some of us 35. And I have been sitting on my butt. I haven't gone anywhere. I've been sucking in, you know, bad air through all these masks. My body doesn't feel the way it's supposed to. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you tools to make commitments to yourself and to be able to support your family. And to be able to make sure that you have opportunity. Opportunity means that you have a choice. And without choice, you have a stagnant situation. Here's the difference, by the way, between a decision, right, and ultimately becoming opportunity is simply this. If you have an either-or situation, either A or B, that's called a dilemma. Got to choose one, right? But if you have true choice, you have multiple pieces of the puzzle that are out there. You begin to weave them together and see how they fit for you. I was talking to a very dear friend who's an Orthodox Jew the other day, and I've known this beautiful human being. His father goes back, was a Hasidic rabbi and so forth. And we were talking, and I asked him a question. I said, how do you handle your background in religious persecution and what is going on today? And he looked at me, and this is a brilliant doctor, extremely brilliant doctor. He said, I try to give people the truth. I try to give them the ability to understand the parallels of what took place many years ago, 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago to our race, to our culture, and to understand that things have not changed much, that they have just changed the form in their presentation. So I bring all that up and simply say to you is this, whether you're Jew, whether you're Christian, whether you're Islamic, regardless of what your spiritual belief system is, all of us in some way have been persecuted one way or the other. And when we've tried to tell the truth about what's taking place, Sue and I last night had an interesting evening. We're just sitting there. We watched Joan of Arc, and it was on one of the television PBS specials. And here's this young girl who died, burned at the stake at age 19. And if you take nothing else away from it, she would not allow the truth to be hidden. And she put everything on the line, and it cost her. It cost her life. How many of us today really would take what we believe as true, that we know is true, and hide it, not only from ourselves, but our families, from the community? So people ask me the question is this, if you know that your work occasionally is taken down and set aside, if you know that you're being scrutinized, if you know that you're being looked at in a lot of different ways to, you know, move you in a disparaging way, why would you continue to do it? Simply because the fact is the truth. And my job is to give you the truth. And as long as I have a microphone, I have that opportunity. I get that ability to do that on a regular basis. We're going to get into today's program. We're going to talk about a lot of different things that you can utilize on an ongoing basis to help yourself in discerning the truth and where you can find the right information, how you can put it together for yourself. But, you know, in the meantime, let's start out the year the right way. I'd love to talk to you. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give me a call. Let's start out this year together and see if I can guide you through it. If you have any questions relative to how to protect yourself, you know, interestingly, in around us right now, there's a bug that's out there, and it's not showing up as a COVID bug. Matter of fact, for the first time in decades, I took a kick right in the pants this last week, and I was tested twice for the COVID antigen, and both times it came back negative because I couldn't figure out why I felt so lousy for a couple of days, and well, several days actually. And you know, it had to be COVID, right? And then all of a sudden, I'm going to have to eat my words. Well, it came back negative. I waited a few more days. I tested again. It came back negative. So it wasn't that. So if you get behind the scenes and you really get into the World Health Organization and the CDC and you really look at the data that's available, you're going to find that there's two bugs out there. One's the flu, you know, that old-fashioned flu that seemed to disappear last year. And the second is a streptococcal infection that infects throat. You know, that's where your throat feels like it's being raked with glass and you can't swallow it. You don't want to swallow. You hope that you won't even produce enough saliva. So you have to swallow because it's so painful. Now, there's a lot of things that will work for that. And those of you, I pray, that have had that experience pulled out of it very quickly. There's some things that, you know, with your health care practitioners, there's natural ways of dealing with that. There's things like golden seal and micronil and garlic straight. If you don't have liquid garlic, go to the store and buy yourself a garlic clove, a bunch of them, and peel them and chew them up. Yep, that's what I said. Peel them and chew them up. Why? Because it has high level of allicin in it, which is an anti-streptococcal, anti-staph, and antifungal treatment, and it's extraordinarily effective. So do those kind of things. And then you want to keep the inflammation down. You can do things like quercetin and, you know, take 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams a day, and those things will help a lot. Love to talk to you, 888-630-9625, and hopefully we can get into areas today that will support you on a basis of what you need to have, not what I want you to have, but what you need to have. So make sure that we go through the process of getting you to understand, if you will. And if you understand, then you can do your own homework. Nobody has to tell you anything. You know, for example, if I say to you, you know, do you understand that all viral patterns, for the most part, no, we won't say all viral patterns, but the greatest majority of viral patterns are similar, and they're called enveloped viruses. That means that there is a protective envelope around them, and there's a way of breaking that envelope down. There's a way of bringing up your immune response, particularly your T cells, your killer cells, to viral activity. That's that thymus gland that sits underneath your breastbone. And you get that to stimulate. We do a lot of things in our office relative to low energy light laser and acupuncture and very specific nutritional protocols that make a huge difference with any of these situations. You know, we're coming up to a break right now with the program, and I want to walk you through some things, and I want to give you the tools to really move forward this year for you, for your family, and for all of us as a community. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Don't go away. I'll be right back after some important messages. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Indeed, I am. It's a beautiful day outside. It's gorgeous. Welcome to the day after Christmas. For those of you who are of the faith, I hope you had a wonderful, blessed, and happy Holy Weekend. For us, you know, we celebrated as best we possibly could with family around us and grandchildren and so forth. And, you know, I can only help that all of us, regardless of our belief systems and so forth, that lead this next year with an embrace of love and acceptance and dampening of any kind of hostility that we have for anyone, and acceptance of people's positions. But also, you know, going back, I think it was President Reagan said, you know, believe but verify. Well, that's what I want to leave you with, is believe what you think you're hearing, but verify it completely as the truth. not just a controversial talking head someplace. Make sure that you check everything out. Make sure that what is being said is accurate. Ask yourself the question, how can I get the real data on this? Where are the studies? And now, are there opposite studies? If I believe this and it kind of supports what I want to believe, are there other things that support something that I haven't thought about? And that's where you learn. That's where you take a position. That's where you begin to understand that there's more than just one side of the story, and the story becomes slightly controversial. So we're going to talk about how you can move forward this next year and do things that will support your body, that will help you stay well. You know, think about this. We've, you know, in our practice, we've talked about the structural, chemical, emotional platform of disease, meaning that there's only three things that cause anything, whether it's cancer, whether it's migraine headache, whether it's low back pain, whether it's a virus, whether it's this coronavirus or anything else. One is the injury to the body. Injuries can be very profound. Car accident, right? Fall, smash your head, got in a fight years ago, played a little soccer, you're a skier, you've fallen down multiple times. You know, those are all traumatic injuries to the body, and they can cause a persistent irritation to the spine. They can cause a persistent irritation to the cranial bones. You've got 22 of them. It can cause an impact in the energy field of the body. The next piece is biochemistry, all the things that you eat you shouldn't eat, all the things that you need more of that you don't get enough of. You know, we are a fast food, junk food society, right? Catch as catch can. Carbohydrates like crazy. That's why we're over fat, we're sluggish, and we keep being exposed to things. You know, if you want to grow any kind of anything in a culture, in a petri dish, you know, to see, how it's going to react in laboratory settings, guess what you do? You make an agar solution. An agar solution is sugar. And it perpetuates the growth and formation of so many things, particularly viral patterns and bacterium. And so they all love it. It's really excellent. Cancers love what? Sugar. It's their favorite food. That's why they do something called a PET scan, which is an injection of radioisotope sugar into the body, because the cancer cells just eat it up. They go, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And you can see it on imaging. That soft tissue now is infiltrated or not, you know, with cancer. So you look at the biochemistry, the bioelectrical, all those things that are around us, the electrical fields, our cell phones, the 5G networks that are now very impactful in our area. And then the third piece is the emotional piece of the puzzle, right? The emotional piece is simply this. Whatever you think is true is true. Whatever you think is not true, your body goes into full agreement with, and you shunt it away and you create your own reality based on that. You know, in the area of development of physics, we're seeing so many things that we thought were anecdotal over a period of many years. And what we're realizing is that they weren't so anecdotal. How many of you have had the experience of, you know, having seen something completed in your life before it actually manifested? But it was there exactly as you thought about it. That's how the body works. That's exactly what takes place. You will manifest physiologically whatever it is that you think is accurate, which you think is true. So if you go into an oh my God, oh my God, oh my God situation, and you suddenly end up with that thing down the road, your body's either going to say, see, I told you so, and you were right, I'm going to get sick, or this is going to happen to me. Or those of you who supposedly were predisposed to something that were going to get sick suddenly are not sick. Why is that? What's the difference? That's that amazing impact of epigenetic support, suppression of the environment. What that means is that epigenetics is the expression of your gene trait based on environmental influences. Okay, let me say that again. Epigenetics is the expression of your gene traits based on environmental influences. That's your nervous system, that's your biochemistry, and that's your emotional set point. So when we're looking at things of that nature, we have to make sure that we understand that we have control. And we're going to talk about that in the second half, and I'm going to give you some things that you can do starting today to make a difference. We're coming up to a break, and I want you to understand that these tools are for you. Don't set them aside. They're easy. They're simple. They're straightforward. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. We'll be right back after some important messages.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, you are. Welcome to the day after Christmas, and hopefully it was a blessed weekend for all of you. Many of you remember going back several years ago now that I had a man, a doctor, a physician from Britain by the name of Dr. Andrew Wakefield on the radio program with me. And also just after that, Del Bigtree. And these are people who put their lives, their reputations on the line. They've risked everything to bring out the truth. There's a website called vax.com. But more importantly, Dr. Wakefield has been, he was never an anti-vaxxer, and he's a medical physician from Britain, and basically gave away his entire career. For those of you who have the ability, I'd like you to check out something called the Seventh Chakra Films, and it's an interview with Dr. Wakefield, and Andy is an amazing human being. He's very bright. He's super in your face, if you will. He's tells the truth. He's one of these guys that is actually willing to discuss options and differences, but he wants you to put the facts on the table, as he will put facts on the table as well. So I would encourage you, look up Seventh Chakra Films. I know using the term chakra, and just all that means is energy centers within the body. And by the way, just as an antidote, you know what how the term chakra energy, that just means energy fields. So your body is divided up into different energy and neurological systems, like the lower part of your body. You have tremendous amount of energy there, right? Just think about it. You have so much energy in the lowest part of your body that under the right circumstances, you conceive a child. You need a lot of energy to do that. But it has its own hormone levels. It has its own neurological system. If you want to call it a neurological brain, it's called the celiac plexus, or the ganglia of impar, all the way down at the tailbone. And then you move up a little further, and it has, you know, the intestinal tract has got its hormones and its immune system. And then the next level up is, you know, the liver and the adrenal system and the kidneys and so forth. And think about it. They all have their own little, wavelengths based on their hormones, based on the nerves that surround them and so forth. And then you have your heart. The heart is an amazing machinery. The heart is this pump, right, that allows everything. But it's also your receiver. It's also the center of love within the body. So you can go all the way through the body and understand that. So that's where the term comes from. So don't be put off by the term, you know, where you won't look at something simply because of the fact that you were told that the term is not something that is supportive. Look beyond it and see what it really means. Do the study on it and see what takes place. So Seventh Chakra Films, and I think you'll find a very fascinating interview as it goes through. So let's talk about this this coming year. And meantime, if you have any questions, I'd love to answer them at 888-630-9625. If you have questions when I'm not here, you can easily send me, you know, hey doc, listen, you know, what's the deal with this? And you can do that simply by going to drtomrozelle.com or rozellecare.com, one of the two, and I promise you I'll get back to you. We do it constantly, and you know, I reached out this week to a list of patriots, if you will, men and women in service who have reached out to us over a period of time. And, you know, thank you for everything that you're doing. Thank you for the sacrifices that you've made for us. And that's where my reflection goes. You know, years ago, I was part of the United States Marine Corps. I was down in Quantico, Virginia, and I went through boot camp down there. And then I was in the reserve component, never had the opportunity to go active, but I spent 2 summers there. And I had an appreciation for the commitment that it took to defend a philosophy. That philosophy is the stars and stripes of the United States of America and all the people in the many different services and agencies and so forth that have dedicated their lives for all of us. And we want to make sure that we remember that. But behind that, the reason I bring that up is simply this. Why? Why would somebody put everything that they hold, including the ultimate peace that could cost them, right, their lives, to defend a philosophy? The philosophy simply is this, that you are free people. You get to be able to choose, but you can only choose and maintain your freedom when you question. If you accept things arbitrarily, you lose that capacity, that ability to move forward, to be able to expand, to be able to teach your children to think, to be able to understand that you may not be getting the entire truth. You know, and just because somebody has a little bit of disparity in their history doesn't mean that there's an element of truth that exists there, but you have to take that truth and compare it to other pieces of the truth. Remember what I said in the first part of the program? If you have A and B, that's called a dilemma. If you have A, B, C, D, and so forth, those are real choices. But to make a decision based on choices, you have to make sure that you get as much data as you possibly can and ask really tough questions. And whether it's, you know, somebody like me on this radio show, or whether it's somebody that is sitting there on, you know, public cable network and chatting back and forth. And by the way, I want you to know that even though folks like YouTube don't sometimes like what I put out there, you can find all of our programs in several different areas. One, drtomrozell.com, rozellcare.com, and you can go to Rumble, which is the conservative platform for YouTube presentations or like presentations. So we're there. We're not being silenced. We're just having to shift and pivot and parry and so forth. But we're going to continue to give the information that you need to have. So what's somebody to do? We talked about structural, chemical, emotional, right? We talk about how they influence everything and anything. We know that this epigenetic pattern, this influence from the environment, just think how many people have gotten sick over this last year, emotionally sick, that they didn't know which way to go. You know, we talk about PTSD. Well, when you don't have the ability to choose, when you don't have the ability to make a difference, then what do you do? How do you modify lifestyle? How do you move forward accordingly? That's why you have to make sure that you ask the questions and you put it together the best you possibly can. Let's go to the phones. Charlotte, thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Charlotte.
My brother went to the hospital the other day, and this is not a typo. It's 255 over 150 for his blood pressure.
That's not
and
good.
And so they gave him, I told him, I said, you're lucky you didn't have a stroke. They prescribed for him a hydrochlorothiazide, T-H-I-A-Z-I-D-E.
Yeah, hydrochlorothiazide. Go ahead.
Now, the side effects is he's dizzy, which is one of the side effects of it. But seems to me there he should be taking something else, and you just told him to take a half a pill, which is 12.5.
Well, the first thing you got to find out is what's triggering that blood pressure to be up there. Obviously, it's got to come down at all costs, because if he stays up into that area, particularly when the pulse pressure between the upper and lower area, they're both high, but they're narrowed down. That's putting a tremendous amount of pressure on the arterial beds, and it's not relaxing. Hydrochlorothiazide is a diuretic, and so it's going to drain the body and deplete the system of particularly potassium. And so you have to use potassium to begin to balance that out. Otherwise, there's going to be side effects of that and the depletion and the weakness of the cardiovascular pump, as you will. So you've got a double-edged sword there. But in addition to that, You know, magnesium aspartate, I don't know if this would work well for him. You know, obviously without testing him, I don't know. But the first course of events with this is to get it down where he's no longer in jeopardy. But he's, you know, when he was brought into the hospital with that type of blood pressure, he was very close to blowing a circuit out. And you were very right in telling him that, you know, he could have stroked out, and not only stroked out, but that could have killed him very quickly. So the hydrochlorothiazide is not a bad drug. It's only bad when they don't support the side effects of that medication. So you have to take first step is emergency care. You've got to drop it down. Second step is to support the nutritional deficiencies that are being created because of that medication. And, you know, the third stage is to find out what the why is it behind that. And it could be a lot of things from, you know, obviously, as you know, dietary patterns that are non-supportive. It can be, you know, a constant ongoing stress pattern that just doesn't let go. You know, people don't know how to let go, let God and forgive, right? And I don't know if that's the situation with your brother, but he's got to pay attention to those things. I would get him to see an acupuncturist as quickly as possible. I would get him to see somebody who does cranial work and somebody who does nutritional work. Charlotte, you know how to get a hold of me, and I'm happy to go back and forth with you and give you some more specific suggestions, and we'll go from there. Pray for your brother. 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Anytime you get something of that nature, that's an emergency. You don't mess with that. That's got to be dropped down right now very quickly. But the error, if you will, in dealing with so many of these things like this blood pressure problem is that they give medications causing side effects that now you have another medication that has to fix that with. So, you know, the next thing are going to be beta blockers and things of that nature. But all of them have to be supported nutritionally, and dietary patterns have to change, and stress levels have to go away, and cranial movements, the 22 bones of the head, they have to move in a way so the spinal fluid can move adequately. It can be a very serious situation. And it's a problem. We're human beings, right? We get ourselves into a twix, and we don't think it's going to happen to us until it does. And then at that point, we're in trouble. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. We're the day after Christmas, and you know we have been scampering around, and some of us are still celebrating, and we're on the road right now, coming back, or we'll come back, you know, at the end of next week. And I guess it's time to reflect. What are we going to do going into 2022? How are we going to make a difference? You know, I have a cousin up in Toronto, and she's a wonderful, wonderful human being. We come from my father's side of the family. Her father is the youngest of my father's brothers. And she called the other day, or we were texting back and forth, and she was concerned that her physician was upset that she had lost 26 pounds over 4 months. And I said, well, there's nothing wrong with that. I said, what did you do to trigger that? She said, well, the only thing I've done is I've changed the quality of food. And I said, the quality of food? She said, yeah, I stopped eating all the traditional junk in our family. And I remember we're Sicilian backgrounds, right? And she said, I'm eating good quality foods, organic foods, and I'm walking twice a day. So I sent her a note and I applauded her. I cheered her. I said, good for you. I said, you're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing that will normalize your body. And I said, 26 pounds over 4 months is perfect. But her physician in Toronto has told her that this is not normal. Well, everything she sent me is extremely normal. And it's something that she just started doing and began to change lifestyle. And oh my gosh, she dropped 26 pounds. Good for her. What an amazing, amazing tribute to how the body will reset itself. And she wasn't that heavy, that overweight. But for her, as a woman can always be, never too thin, right? But she's still in a really good place. Her body weight is excellent. And, you know, that's what we should do. We begin to change lifestyle. And lifestyle is simply this. If what you're doing right now is producing a bad result or not getting the result that you want, then if you continue doing the same old thing, that's the definition of what insanity, and you get the same results, just more of them. You got to do something different. You have to make a decision. You know, ask yourself the question, what am I afraid of? See, there's only a few motivators. One is that we want to have predictability in our lives. Well, sometimes, you know, that Coke that we have in the afternoon is the predictable, makes me feel better. It upregulates my energy system because of the caffeine. That, you know, the phosphoric acid is depleting my bone mass and my bone density. Interesting how that works. So the next piece is we want to have a little variety. We want to have something that's different. I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be deprived of things. I want to have a little bit of this. I want to have a bit of that. Well, you know, if you're in my house and you offer me a bowl of ice cream, I'm going to refuse you because I know what it does to me. It's going to just rip my gut up to a place where it's not worth it. I don't care how tasty it is when the first blush, but after that, you know, when my gut goes into cramps and so forth, it's not worth it. So you have to make a decision. You know, do you want to move forward and be better and create this amazing image called you? Or do you want to continue the degradation and the breakdown of something that you can truly, totally, honestly avoid? It's important. Let's go to the phones. Todd, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Coming up to a break, and we'll be right back after some very, very important information. Don't go away.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. You know, it's really a pleasure doing this program for you. It's a pleasure bringing you sources of information that you may not have thought about before. And if nothing more, as I've said to you always, my job is to provoke you. My job is to get you to understand that you need to do the research. And if you don't do that, if you don't do the research, then you're subject to what other people's opinions are, which is not okay. You're not foolish people. You're not stupid people. But get in and look at both ends of the puzzle. You know, look in different sites. Go to the World Health Organization sites. Go to off sites that are not the traditional sites. Put the information together. You know, listen to guys like Mercola and then go to the other side and listen to them and then go back and you know, listen to other people like that. And hopefully it'll give you information. Anyway, Todd, you'll forgive me. I let you hang there. How can I help you, sir?
Yes, actually, I have two questions. One deals with infant vaccines, and one deals with COVID.
Okay.
And I'll start with the COVID. We have at Valley Health. There's a couple physicians who have posted on social media about how natural immunity is not as strong as the vaccine. They fail to mention any side effects to the vaccine and drawbacks to it. And we've been doing a lot of research and listening to you and other sources. And it seems like treating it is more important than actually taking the vax.
True.
I'd like to know your thoughts on that.
So, Todd, here's the situation. Hang in there, and I'm going to ask the studio not to pod you down because if I have the time, we're in a short segment right now. But here's the situation. Any time that you can develop a natural immunity to something, the residual immunological responses are always there. So you're never going to get the heavy impact that you would without it. Back in the day, now, obviously, you know, I'm one of these old crazy guys that when my children were growing up, they were treated with chiropractic manipulation and acupuncture. Their mother's a nutritionist. And so they had ongoing, you know, support. We were the ones that, you know, when Pac-Man came out, I forced their butt outside and made them go play. So bringing up their immune support, making them eat properly and so forth. And then when somebody in the neighborhood had measles or chickenpox or whatever, you know, we sent them out to play in our community, because everybody was very protected relative to doing the right things. They never got sick, right? Now, having said that, if you develop your own IgA antibody response across the board, that's your first line of defense. Now, your fight-flight system, your adrenal system, produces IgA antibodies, and then your intestinal tract produces IgA antibodies. That's your picadors. These are the guys that protect the initial onslaught of viruses and bacterium and heavy metals and things of that nature. In my opinion, if you are supportive and you don't isolate, and you're constantly, you're using nutritional supports, you're eating properly, you're doing the things that you need to do, you're keeping your energetics up, you're getting a little exercise, and, you know, nothing more. Remember, if you've listened to the program long enough, I've made the comment multiple times that if you did nothing more than walk 2 miles every day, it doesn't make a difference how fast you go. It can be just a nice, easy saunter. You decrease your risk of dying of a disease process by 50%. That's huge. That's just walking. The data's there. So the question becomes, why isn't that being put out there? Why isn't preventive? Why isn't, you know, the studies that come out of Sweden, that Sweden right now is number 40 on the hit list relative to mortality and morbidity. What happened there? Well, because you got a country that everybody takes vitamin D. And vitamin D is an extremely immunological supportive protective mechanism. So when you support your own immune response, you don't isolate, you don't force bacteria. Now, my opinion with the mass is that, you know, you're forcing junk in your body that your body's trying to get rid of. So now you're superimposing major problems. We only have a couple minutes left of the program, so I can't get into, you know, all the data that's out there. I probably should have started the program that way. So my opinion is simply this, is that natural immunity, with very few exceptions, is far superior than vaccine immunity. Now, this vaccine that's out there is not tested. It's still under, you know, supposed emergency use authorization, EUA. Now, here's the problem, is that when the guidelines out of in the World Health Organization or the World Court is simply this, is that if you have something that is untried, you cannot use humanity to be your trial case. And unfortunately, in my opinion, that's what we're doing right now. And when you have side effects across the board that are horrible, the information is there. The data is there. It's just a matter of taking the opportunity and making sure. Now, you know, what I'm happy to do for you, we're coming up to the end of the program. If you send me a note, I'll give you data. I'll give you websites. I'll give you all the things that you need to support your position. But again, make sure that you're comfortable with the information. Make sure you understand both ends of the puzzle. Don't accept everything that I'm telling you just because I have this website, I have this website, I have this site. See how it flies in comparison. But natural immunity, natural defense mechanisms are always far better. Herd immunity, much stronger than anything else. Even going back, I was of the generation, we had the Salk and Sabin vaccines for polio. And they said, oh, my God, look how great this stuff is. What they forgot to tell you is in the late 40s, before they started lining us and all up for our sugar cubes and our injections, that the rate of polio was already going down. That's number one. Number two, what was taking place is that not only the rate was going down, but the people who were getting sick were sick because of the vaccine. Kind of crazy, right? We'll talk about those pieces. Anyway, I'm sorry I've got to cut this one short, and we're coming up to the break of the program. Send me a note. I'll send you more information. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live, as you do every Sunday on the Eastern Seaboard at 11 a.m., starting on the 15th or 16th of January. We're back at our 12 o'clock noon program. Remember, I do this program for one reason only. Simply this. I love you all. See you next week.